Mackey Motors pregame show here on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Eric McCullough, the head coach for the ESAC Raiders, as they're entertaining Missouri Valley here on this Friday night. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
You too, Jeff. And it's great to have Jeff and Jeff here kind of helping us out and getting us out to the parents and family.
Absolutely, Coach. We're glad to be back up here in Wall Lake. Hard to believe week six of the high school football season already. Just one more week left after this in this shortened regular season, but the playoffs are going to be coming up. Has that changed? It's kind of a thing that popped into my mind this week. How has that changed kind of how you guys go about preparing things and getting ready for things that the regular season's almost over and that the playoffs are here? Has that changed anything?
You know, Jeff, I think that's been kind of beneficial for us this year, and that's been our topic of conversation for several weeks, just because of the way our schedule laid out and who we got to play and when, and trying to get our young guys, you know, they're not young guys anymore as we get, like you said, halfway through the season, kind of knocking on the playoffs, that we're in a situation this year that everybody gets a chance to make the playoffs. So your record doesn't matter as long as you're getting better every week and that you want to focus on continuing to do that. I mean, last year when we were in the situation and in the middle of our season and had a lot of injuries and had really young kids playing last year, our last two games, we had nothing but pride to play for. So as we're looking at tonight and next week is kind of preparing for that postseason.
Coach, as we look at this Missouri Valley team, they come in just the one win so far on the season. Really looks like they rely a lot on Drake Anderson, their quarterback. Of course, leads them in passing, but also leads this team in rushing.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about in our film study and what we talked about all week is when you look at the stats, I mean, he's got almost double, sometimes three times the carries of rest of the backs. And that's what you see on film, too. I mean, the difference from the past Missouri Valley we've seen where they usually line up in an eye and power eye kind of under center. They had that really good Hayes tailback last couple of years, and he graduated. So now I think they're kind of leaning on their quarterback and looking in a shotgun type formations. They kind of want to just use him on, I wouldn't necessarily say read option, but they're going to fake that guy across and then kind of bring him the other side, or they're just going to kind of line up and just kind of do a lead with him and the shotgun stuff. So that's one guy that we've kind of focused on, and then they like to run kind of a double handoff thing that they do a very good job of if you don't stay disciplined and stay on your assignments and stay home.
Have you guys been able to focus in on that this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, our scout team has done a really good job this week of challenging our kids, and we're trying to make some adjustments on defense because kind of like you said with the stats, I mean, they only look to throw maybe 8-9 times a game. So they're very, very heavy run, which is similar to us also. So we got to make sure we take that away and that up front with our defensive line, we got to make sure we're doing our gap control and our linebackers are making our reads, kind of taking the formation stuff and know what they're going to do us and make sure we have an idea of what they're trying to do so we can kind of take that away from them.
Coach, how's the battle in the trenches look? Do you think that's an area you can win?
Yeah, I do. I think we got the guys up front, just the speed, and we got some size there. They only got one really big lineman. He's a junior. I mean, he was a player for him last year, so we're familiar with him and stuff. So and there's just some things they kind of give away in their formations and how they go to block that we're trying to give our kids on when they try and pull their guards and who they want to really run behind is that number 66, and either he's going to pull or they're going to run behind him. And that's the things that we need to kind of capitalize and then use to our benefit.
Coach, it sounds like you can kind of just have somebody key in on what he does and then follow the play from there.
It is. I mean, that we just want to make sure we don't let that quarterback get loose and get around the outside. And our guys have done a real good job there. As far as run support and making kids, you know, making teams earn it all the way along. And they're going to make mistakes just like any other team. And this is hopefully something our defense can have a lot of fun with.
What do you anticipate Missouri Valley doing defensively to try to slow you guys down?
That's one thing that's kind of been a mystery this week for us, Jeff, as you kind of watch film study and you kind of look at what a team's done all season and you can get an idea of what their base is. You know, either they're going to be a 4-3 or a 4-4 or a 3-4 and they like to blitz or And we've seen these guys every week in something different, from a 6'2" to kind of a 3-4 blitz of linebackers to a 4-4. So we've had to prepare for a lot of things and just kind of get our linemen comfortable with understanding their responsibilities and where they need to go no matter what they line up in defense and how we'll kind of make adjustments as we go.
Garrett Quirk leads you guys in receiving coming into this game. Is this a matchup where maybe he could have a big game for you guys?
I think so. I mean, if they watch our film from last week against Underwood, Garrett had a great game because Tyler did a nice job of throwing the flats, and that's what Underwood was giving us, just because they were sitting in that 3-4 and kind of bringing some pressure off the edge, and we kind of took advantage of that. I mean, our run game was definitely not what it has been in the past couple weeks, but I was real proud of the offense and how they adjusted and still made things happen by being able to throw in the flats and kind of take some advantages there. So we'll have to kind of see what Missouri Valley does in our first offensive series. If they're going to try and, you know, sit someone in the flats there, then hopefully we can get our run game going. But if they're going to stack the box, then hopefully we can kind of get out in the flats there and use all of our guys in some aspect.
Coach, I wanted to mention Garrett Quirk just a little bit. This senior year, just nice to have him back on the field this year, and he's really had a nice season for you guys.
He has, and that's the things we've talked about since week one, is having a player as much heart as Garrett does. The injury that he suffered the first game last year with that broken femur, and, you know, it took a lot for him to come back. But, I mean, even last year he was working his way back into wrestling. He's just a real tough, hard-nosed farm kid, and this year he's come in and just never questions anything. He gets to work and does his stuff. And I even kind of said last Friday we had run a kind of a fake with a sweep around the outside, and he had done one of the best blocks we'd seen in the last couple of years at that wing spot. And that's the things that he does. He doesn't need to have the ball necessarily in his hands. He's willing to kind of do those team stuff. And we've been real happy and real proud of how Garrett's played here the last couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. Look forward to catching up with you following the game for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they're home here tonight to Missouri Valley. We'll step away, take a break. Back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame. Jeff Hundled will join me next here on KKRL.